Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
God has always seen his elect as with Christ. They are chosen. The doctrine of unconditional election is one which will always bring consternation to natural men. Man naturally hates it because he believes that he can do something to make himself acceptable to God. And he rightly views this doctrine as that which would be contrary to such a notion. Those who know themselves to be lost and undone, with no ability to do anything to bring themselves into favor before his face, will rejoice that it has pleased God to save some, when he should have destroyed us all. The elect are those who are called. Romans 8:30 says, "Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified." Many people confuse predestination and election. They are indeed closely related, because the same God who does one also does the other. God's election precedes his predestination, in that he chooses a people in Christ and then predestined them that they would be conformed to the image of Christ. To fulfill the purpose of that predestination, he does call them unto himself. God is faithful by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. The Lord has determined to make his salvation known to them. The elect of God are faithful. The Father judges his elect faithful because he sees them in his Son, who is that one whom John saw. "Behold a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called faithful and true." He who is faithful has trod the winepress of God's wrath in their behalf. He has waged war for them and has triumphed over all of their enemies, leaving none who can bring an accusation against them. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Is Christ your Savior?